You're listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, the weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients while having a great work-life balance. Today, we want to talk about increasing your influence skills and what are all the different things you can do about it. So stay tuned for an interesting episode about leadership. Of course, you can learn about leadership, and I will talk about this quite a lot in the podcast, so stay tuned for that. If you want to find more resources about influencing skills, leadership skills, then check out the Effective Statistician Academy, because we have a couple of options there. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with access to the ever-growing video-on-demand content library, free registration to all PSI webinars, and much, much more. Head over to the PSI website at psiweb.org to learn more about PSI and become a PSI member today. Welcome to another episode of the Effective Statistician. Today I want to talk about how you can improve your influencing skills. And when I'm speaking about influencing skills, these are all the different skills that you need to convince others about your ideas, to lead others. And here I'm not just speaking to the supervisors that lead their team, but also all the other statisticians, data scientists, programmers who need to lead cross-functionally, who need to lead their peers and even their supervisors. Yes, all of these things work actually quite well with supervisors as well. Now, influencing is really, really important because you can be the best technical statistician in the world. If you can't convince your study team to actually, you know, use these new methods, to use better designs for studies, to have better programming environments, to have better scientific methods, all of that doesn't matter. So you need to invest in your leadership skills. Now, leadership skills are in a way very, very similar to statistical skills. Just by reading a book, you don't learn it. Yes, you can go listen to a podcast, you can do all these things, and all of that is good because that way you actually understand what is actually out there, you understand certain concepts, you learn the language, the vocabulary, you know what, you know, a test is, you know what a p-value is, all these kind of different things. And leadership also has these different terminologies, and you can learn about them because then you can actually speak about them. The other thing is you can observe these things, how others are applying it. And the nice thing about these skills is you can observe them all around. You can see how they are applied by people within your organization, and you can see whether they do it well don't do it well. And especially from the contrast, you can learn a lot about it. You can watch movies, you can look TV, how politicians are trying to influence you, persuade you. They do that all the time. What do they do that is effective and what is less effective? And I'm not speaking about kind of the different parties and all these kind of different things. Just think about what is effective and what is not effective. Another way to learn is to speak about it, to discuss discuss it. That will help you to better dive into it. It will also help you to reflect on it. There's lots of different ways to reflect on things. Sometimes it's really good to speak about it. That will help you to reflect as well. There's a lot of people that think by speaking through it. There's other people that kind of sit back in silence and reflect about it. Both is completely fine. If you teach these, of course, you will even learn even more about it. Yeah, that you probably have the same experience. If you explain statistics to someone else, you learn as well. Now, the most important aspect, however, is doing it. So actually implementing these approaches, like active listening, really know how you do listen better. And you might think, like, listening? Really? Yes. Most people don't listen to understand. They listen to just reply to the question or the comment. They don't really listen to understand the other side. Good listening skill is absolutely fundamental as an influencing skill. Likewise, good presentation skills. Unfortunately, most of us, by far most of us, are not really good in terms of presentation skills. Yet presentation skills are so immensely important in our corporate culture, where lots of the things that we do is communicated through presentations. And good presentations actually reach their goal. Bad presentations don't. So invest in better presentation skills. Do presentations. Yeah, deliver presentations. And of course, just doing is great, but reflecting thereafter about it and also getting feedback about it is even better. Now, for example, when you do a presentation, that is pretty easy. You can ask someone before the presentation to provide you some feedback about it afterwards. Also, for meetings that you run, you can ask people afterwards, how was that? You can also ask potentially peers that are in a negotiation together with you, hopefully on your side, how you negotiated. There's lots of different things that you can do and get feedback about it. Then do it again and practice. Only practice makes the master, and continuous learning makes the master. Leadership is not something that you learn on a weekend course and then you are a great leader. It's like statistics. There's so much to learn about it. You should never stop to learn about it. And by the way, all of these things will not only help you be a better statistician, a more effective statistician, these things will also help you to be a better spouse, be a better parent, be a better daughter, be a better community member. All these different things. So please do invest in your leadership skills. There's likely lots of things that you can do within your company, in your organization. If your company doesn't provide these to you, so, or maybe they have these kind of leadership skills only for supervisors, which I think is a disaster, or when these supervisor trainings only focus on, you know, speaking to your direct reports, then I have something different for you. We have the Effective Statistician Leadership Program, and this program has proven to be really, really successful and helpful to statisticians. We have had statisticians in there, let's say, with 1-2 years of experience who benefited from it a lot. We also had statisticians with over two decades of experience who benefited from it a lot, just kind of on different levels. And by now we have trained more than 500. Actually, we have enrolled more than 6 nearly said patients, and of course, statisticians, data scientists, programmers from across the industry, academia, CRO, sponsors, of course, quite a lot. And we regularly get very, very good feedback for this training for a couple of different reasons. First, it is designed from statisticians, Gary and myself, for other quantitative scientists. We specifically take our needs into account. We specifically take our strengths into account. And we specifically talk about influencing, not just from this supervisory point of view, which most generic leadership trainings do. And I think this is a big, big flaw there, because most of the leadership that is required in any of our metrics organization is this lateral leadership, not the vertical leadership. Yes, it's also good, but if you're really good on the lateral part, the vertical part is so much easier. So please do invest in your leadership skills, and do it not just by listening to this podcast, which is great. Also do practice it, reflect on it, discuss it. And that's why the leadership programs that Gary and I created have these mastermind groups, which consists of small group discussions that occur over time, during which you will reflect on what you have implemented, discuss it, and get better. So this leadership program has all these kind of different aspects in it that we talked about. If you want to learn more about this, the next open program, so that is open to the complete public, starts end of April 2024. So just head over to the Effective Statistician homepage, check out this leadership program, and if you have any questions about it, just set up a meeting with me. There's a link on the homepage. If your company wants to invest in this, your organization, your university wants to invest in this, then just write me an email to alexander@theeffectivestatistician.com and we'll have a chat about how we can make that possible for you. With that, have a great day and invest further in your leadership skills. This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain and her team at VVS, who help with the show in the background, and thank you for listening. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.